This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
He's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, on the radio.
If they had a been like me.
It's like that, and that's the way it
should be. It certainly is. A huge hello to one and all. Yes, once again, it's the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. It's just gone 6 o'clock on Tuesday. So I am here with you now up until 8 o'clock and loads of exciting stuff coming. All the regulars, celebrity birthdays, Ben's Impossible Question, Legend of the Week Awards and a hotly contested poll. And always, rather excitingly for me, there is a guest in the studio right at the top of my show. It's nice to have someone extra here. So hello, how are you?
Oh, Mr. Simmons.
There you are,
I do like a hotly contested bowl. Especially when he's in his shorts cleaning the garden. Oh, Mr. Simmons, you've got me going. You've got me going, Mr. Simmons.
Right at the beginning, Winnie.
A hotly contested bowl. Oh, I'll be happy with a hotly contested bun at the moment. I've got to be honest with you.
Really, yeah.
Oh, I've had a funny old week.
Have you, Winnie?
Oh, yes. I've been telling jokes every day.
Well, that's all right, isn't it?
Not really. I don't know any. It's really difficult. Oh, Mr. Simmons, listen. Listen, Mr. Simmons.
I'm listening. I'm all ears.
I can't believe it happened today, Mr. Simmons.
What happened, Winnie?
I didn't order anything from Amazon today, Mr. Simmons.
Okay.
And there was a knock on the door. It was the UPS delivery driver asking if we were all right.
Oh,
how funny is that? He thought there was something wrong because he didn't have anything to deliver.
Well, I'm sorry if that's caused problems for your household.
Oh, it's not problems. No, I tried sending Willie back.
Did you?
Yes.
That's
I wrapped him up in brown paper and marked it for Amazon and called them to come and collect it. But when they got there, they said they don't take human beings for delivery.
That's a shame, isn't it?
I know, so I called the midwife. They deliver human beings.
They do.
Yeah. Yes, and they were too busy.
Oh, that's
they said it's
shame.
A bit late to put him back where he came from, Mr. Simmons.
There's an old gag like that, isn't there, about we want to adopt a child or something. He's 12. Do you want him or something like that? I think.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Mr. Simmons.
Neither do I. I've not remembered it properly.
I think you've been drinking again, haven't you, Mr. Simmons?
Do you know?
You've been on the alcohol.
Alcohol.
I can see it in your glasses.
Yes.
They're around the back of your head. Turn them round. I'm over here.
Oh, that's better. I can see now. Thanks. Thanks for that. Do you know what day it is today, Winnie?
I don't know what year it is, Mr. Simmons. It's been one of those days. What day is it today, Mr. Simmons?
It's Pandemonium Day.
Oh, I can't stand them things.
Really?
Yeah, the black and white hairy thing sitting in the corner.
No, not pandas, pandemonium. Oh. We're forgetting about pandas, we're forgetting about pandemics, we're celebrating a bit of chaos, bit of anarchy, all things crazy.
Oh, chaos is my middle name, Mr. Simmons.
Is it?
Crazy is Willie's middle name. What? We had strange parents.
What a perfect couple you were, yeah.
Oh, yes. Madness is what we called our youngest child.
You know, that's so appropriate, you might recognise what's going to come in now. See?
I love a bit of madness.
Do you?
Madness. They call it madness.
They do. Let's get all over it. Let's get the show going with madness by madness. Thanks,
bye.
Winnie.
Madness. Madness. Don't call it madness. 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 Don't call it madness. It's plain to see that is what they mean. Madness, madness, I call it gladness. Madness, madness, they call it madness. Madness, madness, they call it madness. I'm about to explain it, and then someone
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, it certainly is, and this is Ben Simmons on the show that goes like this. It's Tuesday. It's nearly 9 minutes past six. It is 9 minutes past six. Hope your Tuesday's treating you fabulously well and you're having a marvellous day. I certainly have been. It's been very good for me, and I'm delighted to be here with you once again. Now, remember, all throughout this show, I heartily encourage interaction from the Leg End listeners, one of whom this evening will be crowned not just a Leg End, but a legend. You know, someone that can transcend regular Leg Endness, as far as I'm concerned, and actually become the legend of the week. And it could be you this week. The best message I receive on the pertinent post on social media will earn the sender the Legend of the Week award. So you have to peruse my social media accounts. I got far more of a boast than I was expecting right at the beginning of this show. But anyway, Ben Simmons Radio is the page on Facebook. It's also shared to my personal Ben Simmons page. And you can tweet me at Ben Sim Radio as well. So check everything out on there. We're going to have polls running later on. We're going to have Ben's impossible question coming up later, and also the opportunity to be Legend of the Week, all interspersed with great tracks that relate to the themes of the day. And regular listeners know I like to discuss wacky holidays. And yes, it is Pandemonium Day, so we've started the show with a bit of madness there. And there are a couple of other holidays worth mentioning too. Now, lots of the tracks you're going to hear have been suggested to you guys out there, because you're wonderful and you've responded to my pleas for help and suggestions, and come up with a lot of the ideas musically that link to Pandemonium Day and anarchy and chaos and craziness. But also, let's not forget, it's Shark Awareness Day today. Why on earth it needs to be Shark Awareness Day, who knows? Shouldn't we always be mindful that sharks could be somewhere, you know? But maybe today needs to be the day where you really think about it. You really think, oh yes, sharks. There's something to be a bit worried about, scared about, if you're in the water with ones that like to bite humans anyway. I may be sharing some interesting shark facts with you later on, but let's get a song on so that we can musically deal with the world of sharks. I didn't want to find a track about sharks or anything specifically like that, but here is the remix version of Car Wash by Christina Aguilera, which was used in the film A Shark's Tale. Do you see what I've done there? Yes. So, all enjoy this one. They mentioned the film
A Shark's Tale.
See, well done. Get your funk on. Here we go with Car Wash.
Yeah. the car wash. Sharks in the water make their jaws lock. When I swim through the brim, I'm too hot. Y'all can make your best, y'all small tuna fish. I'm one big catch. Bow down, player, cause this right here will be your worst nightmare. Work that, pop back, hurt that. Turn this up and bang it all up on your surface. 9 to 5, I gotta keep that fat stack coming. No matter how big the shark is, the right keep running. Washing cars ain't no place to be a superstar, man. That's why I work and work.
Phoenix FM.
That was Christina Aguilera featuring Missy Elliott, Car Wash, the remix that was, how old was that now, about 15 years, something like that, where it was used in the film A Shark's Tale, and hence it wasn't the 70s one, it was redone. Rather well, I enjoy that version, absolutely. Hope you're all okay. This is the show that goes like this. You're here on 98 FM, and if you're in Brentwood, Billericay, or the surrounding areas, or you're here via phoenixfm.com. And thanks to the internet, you can be anywhere in the world and tune in to our station and to this show. So, yes, it's Shark Awareness Day. Can I give you some wacky facts about sharks? Absolutely. Did you know sharks don't have bones, apparently? They use their gills to filter oxygen from the water. And basically, they're a special type of fish known as elasmobranch, which means they're made of cartilaginous tissues, the clear, gristly stuff that's in your ears and nose. And that includes also rays, sawfish and skates. And cartilaginous skeletons are much lighter than actual bone, and so enables them to swim faster. So there you go. And their livers are quite large and full of low density oils, which help sharks to be buoyant. Don't say you don't learn anything on the show that goes like this. It's educational. Sharks have incredibly good eyesight, very good at seeing in dark areas, almost like permanent night vision. Their eyeballs have a reflective layer of tissue called a tapetum, which helps them see well with little light. There you go. If they weren't scary enough, and you thought you'd be safe in a darkened room with a shark, oh no. And apparently, if you get close enough, if you're fortunate / unfortunate enough to get close enough to a shark, their skin feels similar to sandpaper. It's made up of tiny teeth-like structures called placoid scales, also known as dermal denticles. And they point towards the tail and help produce friction from surrounding water when the shark swims. So you've heard about if you get attacked by a shark, you have to punch it on the nose, presumably. I think we've all heard of that. If you run your hand too far down its side, you might get a bit of chafing into the bargain as well, if being in the water with a shark wasn't terrifying enough. Okay, there we go. Hope that was entirely marvellous for you. Facts about sharks on the show that goes like this, you know, within the first 17, 18 minutes. It's that crazy here this evening. So I hope you're entirely wonderful on this Tuesday. I like to give an impromptu weather report just to make sure everybody's everybody's doing okay. I know you get them throughout the day here on Phoenix FM, but you don't get them in the evening. But I'm redressing that evening balance right now. So as I look out of my Brentwood studio, which is all I am able to do, I can tell you it's particularly pleasant this evening. It's been a bit of a shame weather-wise, hasn't it, the last sort of 10 days or so. We had some blisteringly hot weather, and then maybe the last couple of weeks or 10 days, it's kind of tailed off a bit. Whilst it's still sunny and pretty warm, we haven't had that blistering heat where you want to get out in the garden and just lay there and sunbathe. No, we haven't had anything like that. So hopefully that will come back as we progress further into July and into August. I've got hope that the warm weather will return, but it's a pleasant evening tonight. So obviously. I love this part of the summer, though, where it stays light very late. Always enjoyable, I think. Surely you agree with me. Yes, where you can look out of your window and go, yeah, it's light out there. What time is it? About 7? Oh, no, it's 9:30. Fantastic. Now, obviously, there's another day we have to deal with musically before we can get onto your Pandemonium track suggestions. And on the 14th of July, yes, it's Pandemonium Day and Shark Awareness Day. But most excitingly, surely for everyone, it's National Tape Measure Day. Please, please, calm down, calm down. Stop rushing to get your tape measures out and measure something. And do you have, you know, one of the sort of looser tape measures that just sort of roll up on their own, or one of those that come in a case and you can sort of hold it out with a little tab that you press in and it stays there? You know, multiple possibilities with tape measures. Anyway, how can I possibly play a track that relates to tape measures in some way or another? Well, I'm going to play a track by Shakespeare's sister. Why? Because Shakespeare wrote Measure for Measure. I'm not even sorry.
If this world is wearing thin, and your things, I'll go anywhere with you. Just wrap me up in chains. But if you try to go alone, don't think I'll understand. Stay with me. Stay.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, yeah. So how on earth are we 24 minutes into the programme already? I can't believe it. It's rushing by. That must mean I'm enjoying myself. Hope the listeners are as well. Hope you're all fabulous out there. Well, yes, the 14th of July is National Tape Measure Day, and a quick search online has enabled me to find out some facts about tape measures. I'm very good to you tonight. Not just giving you shark facts, I'm giving you tape measure facts as well. Even if you don't want them, you got to hear them. Anyway, well, this is good. It's kind of pointless facts. I mean, all right, the website's promising 10 random facts about tape measures. I think they were struggling because the first one is tape measures are rulers that are flexible and are used for measuring. Yes, I think we kind of knew that before we even got to this site. Also, I love the second one. Tape measures are also known as measuring tape. Oh, yes. Well, never let it be said you don't get brilliant facts here on this programme. Although, now, hang on, let me tell you something. Tape measures are typically stored, rolled in a circle. Sometimes they retract into small containers. And these types of tape measures were originally referred to as spring click tapes and are now commonly called retractable tape measures. Yes, I know what you're thinking. I already knew these things about tape measures. You're not telling me anything I don't know, Ben. Right, hang on. What about this one? The longest tape measure in the world is gold-plated and was made in 1956 by a surveyor and tape maker, Justus Rowe, and it measures 180 metres, 600 feet long. Well, there we go. Okay. I'm overwhelmed with the facts about tape measures, so I'm sure you must be as well. And before you all get too excited, let's get back to the fact it's Pandemonium Day. And from now on, all the tracks we hear are going to be related to pandemonium in some way or another, whether it's chaos, anarchy, craziness or ridiculousness. Here's a track that I enjoyed. It's also got an enjoyable video to it. Certainly reflects anarchy. This was suggested by the fabulous Mark Straker earlier on today. Thank you so much for doing that. Here we go then. Somebody wants to start a fire.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and we're all about the facts today on the show that goes like this, and even the listeners are getting in sharing facts. We've had some wonderful facts about shark skin. We've had some about tape measures that are retractable. And now, thanks to Ron Wilmot, he says, yes, it's Pandemonium Day. The word pandemonium was invented by John Milton in his poem Paradise Lost. There you go. In a rare moment, Ron Wilmot being relatively sensible. So thanks very much for that, Ron. And also, just for a first bit of easy interactivity on the programme tonight, then a hotly contested poll will be running throughout the rest of the show, simply asking, as it's Shark Awareness Day on the 14th of July, which are scarier, sharks or crocodiles? Just think about it in terms of look, in terms of danger, in terms of if you're in a body of water and suddenly you realise there's one near you. Which is scarier, sharks or crocodiles? In the early running of voting, 78% of the vote is with sharks. Just 22% of voters think crocodiles are scarier. I guess sharks kind of seem to glide through the water more. I remember hearing facts about crocodiles when I was at school that they're basically creatures that have to run along in press-up position, and they're incredibly strong. Their kind of shoulders have to be incredibly strong to enable them to do that because of how their natural way of being is, and so they don't run or speed up particularly, but they're a lot faster in water, obviously. But if ever you see one speeding along, it really is using up a lot of energy. If it's on land and going quite fast, then it's like us trying to run along whilst in press-up position. Which isn't easy, is it? But there you go. Kudos to crocodiles. But at the moment, lots of people think sharks are scarier. If you want to get involved, take a look at the poll on my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page. And it's just a single click to cast your vote. Share the poll to your own page. Get your friends to vote. Let's get the highest number of votes we've ever had tonight. Sharks versus crocodiles could be scary. Anyway, you can decide. Thanks so much for getting involved. Also, I've overlooked a holiday, an important holiday, particularly in France today. 14th of July, it's Bastille Day in France, isn't it? Of course, originated celebrating the storming of the Bastille, a fortress and prison, in 1789, which helped usher in the French Revolution. So, yes, congratulations if you're celebrating Bastille Day, if you're French or in France or in any way related to enjoying Bastille Day, then I hope you are. Oh, votes coming in for crocodiles before my very eyes. There you go. There's not a sentence you say very often. Now, it's all been a bit crazy and pandemonium-like, which is what we want throughout this show, really. 14th of July, Pandemonium Day all across the world. Let's mellow out a little bit, though. Still, the title of this song encourages craziness. It's suggested by another fellow Phoenix FM presenter. Huge thanks to Spencer Carter, who wants to let loose. He can. He's crazy for you.
What I'm missing when I look at you. Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this. Thanks so much for being here this lovely Tuesday evening, whether you're on an FM radio 98.0 in the area or on your computer or smart device, phoenixfm.com. And I think if you have an Apple phone, there is an app as well you can download for Phoenix FM. And if you have a smart speaker, you can just ask it to play Phoenix FM. So many ways you can be here. Thanks for being here. I'm Ben, going to be with you up until 8. Now, the votes for the hotly contested poll have changed drastically in the time that last song was playing. And it could be thanks to Nick Ashton. If you love facts, you've had a lot of facts in the opening 40 minutes of tonight's show. And Nick Ashton is providing us with more about crocodiles. He says, crocodiles are more aggressive, territorial, seem to like the taste of people, and don't have sharp teeth. So they crush you, drown you, and then roll around to tear you to pieces. Sharks generally stay away from people. Crocs can also run faster than people, so they get my vote. Right, yes, thanks very much, Nick Ashton. You've scared me slightly more than I was already with regards to crocodiles. I remember being a kid, it must have been early 80s to mid 80s, and a film came out, I think it was called Alligator. I know, yes, alligators aren't crocodiles, but they're similar-ish, aren't they? And it was about a family that flushed a baby alligator down the toilet and then it grew to adult size in the sewers and terrorised this family and terrorised a town and bred with other kinds of alligators or something. I vaguely remember it. If anyone's seen that film, is it just called Alligator? I'd love to know. So please send me a message on social media. Find a way of getting in touch and do so. But thanks to the people that have done this evening. We'll get on to Legend of the Week a bit shortly and what you have to do for that. But we've already released the hotly contested poll. I'm going to do Legend of the Week in the next sort of 10-15 minutes. And then into the second hour, we'll announce Ben's impossible question for this week. As ever, it's all happening. Thanks so much to those of you that are getting involved and sending messages in. Thanks for all your song suggestions. Quite frequently, friends of this show are the Bushell family in Norfolk, and one of the Bushells has been very kind to suggest this next track, so I'm going to play it for them. And this was suggested by Eddie Bushell, who clearly wants something a bit more mellow. It's still about craziness and pandemonium, though. Surely you know. Here's Melua.
How can I think I'm standing strong, yet feel the air beneath my feet? How can happiness feel so wrong? How can misery feel so sweet? Then break my dreams the way you do. How can I have got in so deep? Why did I fall in love with you? This is the closest thing to crazy I have ever been. 22, acting 17, this is the nearest thing to crazy I have ever known. I was never crazy on my own, and now I know that there's a link between. And being close to you, how can you make me fall apart? Then break my fall with loving lies. So easy to break a heart, it's so easy to close your eyes. How can you treat me like a child? Yet like a child I yearn for you. The closest thing to crazy I have ever been. Feeling 22, acting 17.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the brilliant Katie Melua with The Closest Thing to Crazy there. And the hotly contested poll was changed before my eyes numerous times. Sharks were way ahead in the early running of the votes. Now it's been going a little while. Which are scarier, sharks or crocodiles? It's 50-50 right now. Yes, a lot of love coming in for crocodiles being scarier. Does that make sense? Well, whether it does or not. Anyway, thanks to the likes of Nick Ashton, who've put the case across for crocodiles. And he has also acknowledged seeing the film Alligator. Paul Milton's hit me with some more facts and says the film Alligator came out in 1980. And the sequel, Alligator 2, The Mutation, was released in 1991. I've not seen that, Paul, but I'm going to look for it now. Now I feel I'm in a place in my life where I won't be too scared. When I saw the film Alligator when I was about 6 or 7, absolutely terrified. But anyway, you won't see me trying to hunt down reptiles at any point in the near future, but there you go. Anyway, it's 6:45 on this fabulous 14th of July. It's Bastille Day, it's Tape Measure Day, it's Shark Awareness Day, and it's Pandemonium Day. And thanks so much to all the lovely Legend listeners who've been in touch and who suggested certain tracks that might fit in with these themes for this show this evening. It's interactive as ever, thanks to you guys listening and getting involved. That's what makes it brilliant for me. Hopefully makes it entertaining for you. So stay here on this station at least till 8 o'clock tonight. But even after me, great programmes coming up as well. Rob Harvey in with Synth City from 8 until 10. And then Steve Davis of Snooker fame in with the Interesting Alternative Show from 10 until midnight. It's always good on a Tuesday. Let's get more music on. More music suggested by you. Huge thanks to David Popey for suggesting this offering from Queen for Pandemonium Day.
And the outside temperature rises, and the meaning is oh so clear. 1,001 yellow daffodils begin to dance in front of you, oh dear. Are they trying to tell you something? You're missing that one final screw. You're simply not in the pink, my dear. To be honest, you haven't got a clue. I'm going slightly mad. I'm going slightly mad. It finally happened. It finally happened. Whoa, whoa. It finally happened. I'm slightly mad.
Oh dear.
I'm one card short of a full deck, and not quite the shilling. One wave short of a shipwreck, I'm not my usual top billing. I'm coming down with a fever, I'm really out to sea. This kettle is boiling over, I think I'm a banana tree. Slightly mad, I'm going slightly mad. It finally happened, happened. Finally happened. Finally happened. I'm slightly mad. Dear, how about you? I'm going slightly mad.
really happened. I'm slightly mad, just very slightly mad. And there you have it.
That was Queen there, I'm Going Slightly Mad. That's not me saying about myself, I have to read out the title of the song. Please don't worry about my sanity, although people have done in the past. Anyway, hope everything's still marvellous for you. It's Tuesday the 14th of July, Tape Measure Day, Shark Awareness Day and Pandemonium Day. People have been all about sharing facts for this show. Eddie Bushell has weighed in with this, saying, did you know the ocean gets its saltiness from the tears of misunderstood sharks who just want to cuddle? I suspect that may not be 100% accurate, but, you know, even if it's 90% accurate, that's wonderful. If it's 12% accurate, it's still wonderful. Why am I still talking about random percentages? The votes on the hotly contested poll have swung heavily now in the favour of crocodiles. Just 42% of voters say sharks are scarier, 58% say crocodiles are scarier, and Lindsay Cardi has sent a message saying sharks are one of my most favourite creatures. They are awesome. And she's even put in a shark emoji as well. Very well done. Excellent dedication to sharks. Obviously, you can't really cuddle up to them because their skin's like sandpaper. I only found that out tonight, but happy to share it with you guys. So there we go. Lots of information being shared on this programme. It's all about that. And you guys sending in song suggestions too to make it fabulous for everybody. And maybe hear your suggestion played on the air and feel pleased with yourself. That, you know, that's all. It's a service I'm providing. A service where you can feel pleased with yourself for getting involved. So well done. Another person who's got involved tonight is Gary Collins. Going back to Tape Measure Day, he says, the man who invented the tape measure kept buying up land. Give him an inch and he'll take a yard. Not bad, not bad, Gary. Well done in your never-ending battle to beat Ron Wilmot at quips on this programme. But yes, always enjoy when messages get sent in. Thanks so much for doing that. I will get on to the Legend of the Week requirement after this next track, which was suggested by the legendary John Cohen earlier on today. This is Fun Boy 3 and the Lunatics Have Taken Over the Asylum.
The lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Phoenix FM.
No doubt that's a weird track. Funboy 3 and the Lunatics have taken over the asylum. Thanks to John Cohen for the suggestion. And there you go. You've heard it on the airwaves here on Phoenix FM this Tuesday evening. Hope you're still doing well. Thanks for still being here. 98.0 or phoenixfm.com. I'm Ben Simmons with you now for another hour, 3 minutes and 28 seconds. That sounds sad, doesn't it? It's going by very quickly. But, you know, thanks for your dedication. Thanks for being here as ever. Now, yes, it's the 14th of July, it's Tape Measure Day, Shark Awareness Day and Pandemonium Day. And I did promise that after that last track, I would share with you what you need to do to be in the running for Legend of the Week tonight. As ever, the best message I receive on social media pertaining to the certain post I talk about will get the sender the highly coveted Legend of the Week award. And could it be you this week? Well, this week's post says, for Legend of the Week this week, comment below with examples of the craziest thing you've ever done. Ever done in your entire life. You may be thinking back over your entire life and think, I haven't done anything crazy. Just think for a minute the craziest thing you can remember doing, actually getting involved with and doing. And I have shared this back to the top of my timeline on the Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page and my Ben Simmons personal profile as well. If you're happy to share a story, I may well read it out on the air. Examples of the craziest thing you've ever done. And I mean ever. I'm racking my brains to think of examples of crazy things I've done myself. I may share some of those with you in the coming minutes. But thanks so much to people that are sharing already. If you want to share any more, maybe get something off your chest. Examples of the craziest thing you've ever done. But let's go for it, you know. And it could be something kind of adrenaline junkie like doing a bungee jump or hang gliding or, I don't know, diving off an extremely high diving board. Or it could just be something that resulted in ridiculous consequences for you and you felt crazy afterwards and a bit stupid. You know, it can be anything, really. Just get some vague, crazy story up there and you'll probably make it onto the airwaves this evening. As we approach the second hour of the show that goes like this evening, remember, all the tracks you're going to hear now relate to the world of pandemonium in some way or another, because it's Pandemonium Day on the 14th of July. And to that end, here's a track that was suggested by Bethan Buck on social media this afternoon. Thanks so much for that. She's sweet, Bethan, but, you know, a little bit crazy as well. That's what Ava Max thinks, anyway.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, I'm on my mind. Oh, she's hot but a psycho, so left but she's right though. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, I'm on my mind. She'll make you curse, but see your blessing. She'll rip your shirt within a second. You'll be coming back for seconds. With your play, you just can't help it. No, you'll play along, let her lead you on, you'll be saying no, then saying yes, cause she messing with your head. Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho, at night she's screaming, I'm on my mind. Oh, she's hot but a psycho, so let but she's right though, at night she's screaming, I'm on my mind. Grab a cop gun, kinda crazy, poison but tasty. Yeah, people say run, don't walk away. Yeah, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind. So someone said,
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Certainly is. This is me. Everything's marvellous here. It's Tuesday the 14th of July. It's just gone 7 o'clock. Second hour of the show that goes like this. Ben's impossible question coming up in about 10 or 15 minutes' time. But remember, lots of opportunities for you to send in examples and become legend of the week. Examples of the craziest thing you've ever done. Why am I asking that? Because it's Pandemonium Day today, and we're going to have a little bit of pandemonium in the studio. Not literally, not people running around and me screaming, just me reading out examples of crazy things you've done. To inspire you, things like this. I realise I have asked for the craziest thing you've ever done, and I'm going to tell you these things now, and you're like, really? That's it? But they're just things that I could think of off the top of my head. I can remember going on a school trip to Greece when I was about 17. I think I'd been before when I was about 12, 13. I was obviously one of the youngest people on the trip. Then went again when I was 17 or 18. I was one of the oldest people on the trip and therefore ought to be responsible. And although took advantage of the fact that the sixth formers there were now able to lord it over the younger children. We checked in at a particular hotel and I was excited to find that our room, which was on the first floor, had the ability on its telephone to call any other room and speak to them. You didn't have to kind of go via reception or anything. And we watched these year 7, 8 children cart giant suitcases up 4 or 5 flights of stairs. And we're on the first floor, they're on the 4th or 5th floor. I then proceeded to telephone their rooms and put on my best Greek accent and say, "Hello, can you come back down to reception, please? There is a problem with your room." At which point the aforementioned year 7 and 8 children had to bring their giant suitcases, which were very heavy, straight back down the stairs to the reception that they had just spent about 5 minutes lugging up the stairs, and then be told by the people in reception that there was no problem and they hadn't phoned them. And even though I'm laughing about it, a lot of my mates found it incredibly funny. They were proud of my Greek accent. I think I did admit to it maybe a couple of days later. Anyway, something like that, some funny story like that you're happy to share, that would be wonderful. When I think of something stupidly crazy I ever did, I remember knowing I was at university and it was the end of a term and my mum was driving up to pick me up and drive me home the next day. And I spoke to her and said, "Can I drive home?" I had passed my driving test, that's not the crazy thing. She said, "Yes." The crazy thing is, on the last night of term in our halls of residence at university, we all decided, for no real reason whatsoever, to stay up all night. Because we were brilliant like that. You know, that's what the cool kids do, isn't it? Shall we go and get wasted? Shall we go to a club? Shall we party the night away? Shall we just have a wonderful chat with each other? Let's stay up all night. Why? I don't know, really. But we did. We did stay up all night. And I then proceeded to try and drive home and kept veering away to the sides of the road and have Mum shout at me, "What on earth is wrong with you?" I then had to tell her I'd stayed up all night. She then made me pull over at the next services and say what an absolute idiot I was, and she would drive the rest of the journey home. I didn't keep her company and speak to her on the 3.5-hour drive back. Then I just fell asleep. So, brilliant, yeah. I've just thought of examples of craziness, really. I wouldn't necessarily say it's the craziest thing I've ever done. But if you guys can think of crazy stories like that, please share them on the correct post on the Facebook page. The craziest one will get the sender my Legend of the Week award. Who will it be? Could it be you? Get those stories coming in, please. That would be truly, truly wonderful of you. And while we all think about crazy stories, it's possible to be crazy in love, isn't it, Beyoncé?
So deep in your eyes, I touch on you more and more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2-3 times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain.
to my friends so quietly.
Who we think he is?
Look at what you did to me. Tennis shoes don't even need to buy a new dress. If you ain't there, ain't nobody else to impress. The way that you know what I gotta do. The beat in my heart is when I'm with you. But I still don't want to say just how you look and do I know it's okay.
Come and look at some crazy right now.
When the flow is loco, young B and the ROC. OG, big homie, the one and only. Stick bony, but the pockets is fat like Tony. Soprano, the rock handle like Ben X2. I shake bonies, man, you can't get next to. The genuine article, I do not sing though. I sling though, if anything, I bling yo. Star like Ringo, war like a green beret. Crazy, bring your whole set. Crazy in the range, crazy in the range. They can't figure them out, they like, hey, is he insane? Yes, sir, I'm cut from a different cloth. My texture is the best for a chinchilla. I've been dealing with chain smokers. How do you think I got the name over? I've been real, the game's over. Fall back young, ever since I made the change over the platinum. The game's been a rap one.
Got me looking so crazy, my baby.
For Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, this is the show that goes like this. I haven't stopped being Ben Simmons while that last track was on, and hopefully you're still there as well. So then, for Legend of the Week tonight, examples of the craziest thing you've ever done. I've told you examples of me getting small children to carry suitcases up and down stairs for hours and drive themselves mad. I've told examples of me nearly falling asleep at the wheel whilst trying to drive home from university after staying awake all night for no good reason. What about what you guys have done? Well, Barbara Ferry says, finding a for sale sign outside someone's house, we pinched it, covered it over with plain cardboard, left it sticking out of the car window for everyone to see with the words, if you love me, let me know. Right, that's pretty crazy, I guess. Eddie Bushell says the craziest thing he ever did was got married at 21. Ridiculous. Right, yes, completely agree. That could be regarded as ridiculous. But also, on the flip side of that, if it works, then fair enough. Who cares how old you are when love happens to you? Right. That's all getting a bit existentialist for a moment, isn't it? Fellow Phoenix presenter Rob Harvey says this. I once tried to learn to surf to impress a possible girlfriend. No mean feat, as I couldn't swim. It worked in some ways. I'd love to hear more about that. I might ask Rob when he comes in around about 30 or 40 minutes time what on earth that was all about. But yes, well done, Rob Harvey, for trying to learn to surf whilst not being able to swim. All pretty crazy. Some more of your stories coming after the next track. Now, here's a track that I feel like I almost have to apologise for, because I say I'm only going to play good songs on this programme. I guess if anyone anywhere in the world finds a song good, then by definition, it's a good song. Here's one that was suggested by Paul Milton, so I'm very grateful for the suggestion. Yes, you probably know what's coming.
What's going on?
It's Axel F. It's Crazy Frog. I'm sorry.
Ding, ding.
Phoenix FM.
Again, sorry, I did play that track all the way through. I think once on this programme before, I played a few seconds of it and then refused to play the rest. But all thanks to Paul Milton for suggesting it. I've played it all the way through. Thanks for your suggestions. All suggestions are welcome as long as they link to the theme of the show. Yes, it's Pandemonium Day today, so we're celebrating craziness, chaos, disorder, anarchy, all things like that on this show, at least in musical form anyway, through the tracks that you guys want to hear. Now, what about some more examples of you trying to be Legend of the Week and share the craziest thing you've ever done? Eddie Bushell wanted me to clarify that saying he got married at 21, which was ridiculous, that is not to his current wife or partner. So, yes, they, well, no, it must be wife. You've got the same surname. It would be a crazy coincidence if you then remarried after your first marriage and found someone with the same surname as yourself. Anyway, I'm going to stop digging holes and move on. Now, here's a brilliant one. Oh, well, first of all, Rachel Woollett says, I stood on a stage and made things up on the spot. I think that's a reference to being an improvised comedy performer, Rachel Woollett, which could be, in some people's eyes, crazy. But yes, well done with that. This one from my dad, it did genuinely tickle me, this. My dad has sent this in, and it's brilliant. He says, when your uncle and I were kids, we were having a wrestling match, and I bit my own arm. Cured me of biting. Yeah, so my dad had a penchant for biting whilst play fighting, yeah, and then tried to bite my uncle whilst wrestling, accidentally biting his own arm. Brilliant. I love that. If I had heard that before, I'd forgotten that I'd heard it before. So, yes, thank you. Then Naomi Bushell weighs in on the craziness debate, saying this as an example of her craziest thing. I spent a summer in France working on a campsite. At the end of the season, we travelled round to different sites, taking the tents down and closing them up. One night, we got very drunk and decided to nick loads of street signs. Then the next day, got ourselves very lost because we had all the signs in the back of the van. That's good. That's excellent sort of instant repercussions coming back to haunt you there. It's like, yeah, let's nick all the signs. Right, where are we going? Oh, I don't know. There's no signs. Where are they? Ah, yes. I see what's happened there. Thanks for that, though. Absolutely brilliant. Right. Let's have some more madness, shall we? On Pandemonium Day, let's go one step beyond.
Hey, you! Don't watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy, heavy monster sound! The nuttiest sound around! So if you're coming off the street and you're beginning to feel the heat, well, listen, buster, you better start to move your feet to the rockin'est, rock-steady beat of madness! One step beyond!
We'll be right back.
So that was Madness and One Step Beyond. Now it's time for what you've all been waiting for. Yes, this.
Not true. That's impossible.
I wanted to leave you a few minutes to try and answer Ben's impossible question this week. So you've only got about 35 to get involved with this. And for Ben's impossible question, what you have to do this time is multiply the number of months my wife and I were together before we got married by the number of years we've now been married. Remember, this is Ben's impossible question. It's not meant to be easy to guess. So, you've got to have two things you're guessing. Maybe you know, some people may know better than others, the year I got married, so you can work out how many years I have now been married. But you've got to multiply the number of months my wife and I were together before we got married by the number of years that we've now been married. To give you a clue, it wasn't one of those ridiculous relationships where we'd only known each other a matter of weeks and then got married. That's all I'm going to say. There's a lot of other variables in there. There is a post on my Ben Simmons radio page and my Ben Simmons profile page as well. So you have to comment below that particular post with your guess, your answer for Ben's impossible question this week. One more time, multiply the number of months my wife and I were together before we got married by the number of years we have now been married. Good luck. It's difficult. Here's Madonna.
Making the most of the dark. Two by two, their bodies become one. I see you through the smoky air. Can't you feel the weight of my stare? You're so close.
It's all brand new. You feel it in my kids.
Phoenix FM.
That was Madonna then going crazy for you on this pandemonium day. But yes, it's also Tape Measure Day, it's Bastille Day, and it's Shark Awareness Day. And in the hotly contested poll that was started much earlier this evening, crocodiles have now taken a commanding lead. And if you're just joining us, you're wondering what on earth I'm talking about, I asked earlier on this evening, which are scarier, sharks or crocodiles? Mainly inspired by Nick Ashton's arguments, I think that's why crocodiles have gone into such a commanding lead. Sharks just have 37% of the vote right now, and crocodiles have 63%. That is a commanding lead. It could all change, but there'd need to be a big swing of votes back in favour of sharks. Jaws fans and other shark films where sharks look scary. What was it? Deep Blue Sea? Wasn't that one? With Samuel L. Jackson in, I think. Anyway, yes. Nick Ashton has also provided information about sharks, not just crocodiles. He says the Greenland shark lives in very cold water and can live for 400 years. They found one they estimated to be around 450 years old, so it would have been swimming around when Shakespeare was still alive. Great fact. I enjoyed that. Thank you very much. And don't forget, you can send in examples of the craziest thing you've ever done if you'd like to be considered as Legend of the Week for this week. And I haven't had all that many entrants yet for Ben's impossible question. Now, remember, it's not meant to be easy. You've got about 25 minutes to get your answers in. Basically, it's a case of just have a guess. What I'm asking for Ben's impossible question tonight is to multiply the number of months my wife and I were together before we got married by the number of years we've now been married and come up with an answer. Whoever gets closest to the correct answer, should anyone not get it dead on, will be the winner of Ben's impossible question this evening. So someone will be a legend, some will be the BIQ winner, as I like to call it. I'm hoping it will catch on. It's not B and Q, don't get that confused. You're not going to win some tools or anything like that. No tangible or monetary value prizes on the show that goes like this. Oh no, just the glory of knowing it happened to you. Anyway, right, let's get more music on. How is there only half hour left? 31 minutes and 30 seconds left of this programme as of right now. There you go. Let's get another track on. This was suggested by a fellow Phoenix presenter, I do believe, the fabulous Mr. Ian Lee of Drive Time fame. Here's a bit of Slade to get you all going. We're all crazy now, aren't we? Well, Slade certainly were. Noddy Holder and the rest. Let's do it.
That's right!
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's still Tuesday the 14th of July. That means it's still Bastille Day in France. It's still National Tape Measure Day in the UK. It's Shark Awareness Day everywhere. And all throughout the world, it's Pandemonium Day. Hence, loads of the music tonight being related to craziness, silliness, anarchy, etc. And lots of it has been suggested by you lovely legends, so thank you very much for doing that. I failed to say earlier on that Beyoncé's Crazy in Love was suggested by Dennis Pellwine. Madness's One Step Beyond was suggested by Carolina Simmons. Madonna's Crazy for You was suggested by Rachel Woollett. I did correctly say Slade's Mama All Crazy Now was suggested by Ian Lee of Phoenix FM fellow presenting fame. But thank you to everybody who suggested any kind of tracks for the show tonight. I'm hoping you've heard them on the air and been relatively pleased with yourselves. A few more guesses have now come in for Ben's impossible question. If you're just joining us, you want to get involved, Ben Simmons Radio is the Facebook page to put your answer, or it is also shared to my personal Ben Simmons page as well. You will see the relevant post asking Ben's impossible question tonight. What you've got to do is guess the number of months that my wife and I were together before we got married. Multiply that number by the number of years we've now been married. If you haven't got a clue, have a guess. Just guess, as an old Catherine Tate character used to say that I always enjoyed. But just guess, you might as well, you could be closest. Who on earth knows? Well, my wife and I know, if we can be bothered to do the maths. And I could, because I wanted to ask Ben's impossible question this evening. Let's play that jingle, I always like it, because it's got a bit of Star Wars in it.
Not true. That's impossible!
Number of months my wife and I were together before we got married, multiplied by the number of years we've been married. Get an answer, write it down, put it on Facebook in the correct place. You could be the winner of Ben's impossible question tonight. You could also be Legend of the Week. You can also have a one-click vote on whether sharks or crocodiles are scarier. Have a look on my social media, loads of things to get involved with and be interactive on the show that goes like this tonight. And if you do so, that's fabulous. If you choose not to do so, it's still equally fabulous just to have you listening, just to have you enjoying everything that's going on and enjoying the music as well. Thanks so much for sharing part of your Tuesday evening with me. Okay, here's another track, and this was suggested by Mark Straker a little bit earlier on today. It's the Beatles. They're walruses. Is the plural of walrus walruses? Walrus eye. Who knows?
Eggman, they are the Eggmen. I am the walrus, cuckoo, cuckoo. find stuff I seem to have no doubt of the dark man. Keep your knife upon my condition, please.
Serviceable villain. You can the bike of my mistress and stand up for retirement.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. All I'm going to say is a lot of tracks that celebrate the world of craziness and pandemonium. Bit weird, aren't they? Guess that's kind of what it was all about for the people that were writing them. Anyway, remember I asked for getting consideration for the Legend of the Week award tonight. You had to send in examples of the craziest thing you've ever done. I'm just going to say I don't in any way condone the behaviour in some of the following stories. I'm just going to read them out. Nick Ashton says, while still at uni in Bath, I got so drunk one night that I hid on a hiding in a bush. And I ended up starting a fight with a rather large badger outside our student house. Oh dear, that sounds like it must have been an interesting evening and a worrying morning the following morning. Bobbo Roberts, former Legend of the Week award winner, says, I wore a Celtic football top in a Rangers pub for a bet. I live to tell the tale. Well, that's crazy. I'm not going to make any bets with you, Bobbo, because what about this one as well? He says this, the year that your dad was in Blackpool, so I'm thinking early 90s, early to mid 90s, maybe 92, 93, I rode my one-wheel bike, or unicycle if you like, down the Golden Mile with nothing on from Blackpool Tower to the Pleasure Beach as a bet with a well-known ringmaster. I was okay, but I burnt my back. On the way back, the police stopped me and I explained why I'd done it. I'd raised £127 for charity and got away with it. Well, naked unicycle riding, urinating in bushes, fighting with animals, all excellent crazy behaviour, but obviously we don't condone them on the show that goes like this. We just impart that knowledge to other people listening. Well, we've got a few tracks to still squeeze in, so I'm going to do my very best to do just that. Here's one that is offered by Sean Rollison. It's Napoleon 14. They're coming to take me away. Ha ha.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow and then the days got worse and worse and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. You thought it was a joke and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. And they're coming to take me away, I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Huh? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful.
Phoenix FM.
We were talking about people doing things for a bet that are a bit silly. I think people might have thought I was a bit silly. I must have been playing that song for a bet. No, I was playing it for Sean Rollison, who recently had a significant birthday. Happy significant birthday to you, sir, for a few days back. hope you enjoyed hearing that track on the airwaves anyway. Now, I promise that's the last track. Yes, it's Pandemonium Day and we're embracing all things crazy. That's the last track that's kind of a difficult listen, if you like. We still only play good songs on this radio. For Sean Rollison, that was a good song from Napoleon there. They're coming to take me away. Ha ha. Anyway, I'm going to get another relatively reasonable track on that was suggested by Anna Last. We've still got to come to terms with Ben's impossible question. We've got to award Legend of the Week. We've got to find the results of the poll as I go off the air. I haven't even done celebrity birthdays. Have to try and squeeze that in next. Here, thanks to Anna Last, are the fine young cannibals being driven crazy.
FM.
If you thought I hadn't found time to squeeze in celebrity birthdays, oh, I have. Today, on the 14th of July, it's Conor McGregor's 32nd birthday. It's Chaser Anne Hegarty's 62nd birthday. Lost actor Matthew Fox is 54 today. Phoebe Waller-Bridge, a Fleabag fame, is 35 today. David Mitchell is 46 today. And had they survived, director Ingmar Bergman would have been 102 today. And painter Gustav Klimt would have been 158. So there we go, celebrity birthday squeezed in. I'm going to put you out of your misery with regards to Ben's impossible question. Well done to everybody who's guessed in some way or another how many months my wife and I were together before we got married, and then how many years we've been married. Multiply those two numbers together. Well, some people incredibly close, and I have to tell you, we have to accept people's first answers. Somebody I can see has answered twice at least. But Rachel Willett has guessed their answer of 320. My dad has said 288. Eddie Bushell has said 744. Barbara Ferrier said 319. This is the correct answer. We got together in January 2001. We got married 44 months later in October 2004. And we have now been married 15 years this year. It will be our 16th anniversary in October this year. But we have only been married 15 years. So 44 gives you an answer of 660. Therefore, the closest person with their original answer is Eddie Bushell. Congratulations, Eddie. You have answered Ben's impossible question correctly. Well, not correctly, but you got closest this evening, so you can hold your head high for that. What about Legend of the Week? Who is that going to be? That will be bestowed after the next track. It's the end of the world as we know it. Kind of appropriate in these times of weird pandemics. Here's REM, though.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplanes. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world serves its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Beat it up a knock. Speak grunt. No strength. None matter. Starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High fire and a fire. Representing seven games in the government for hire and a combat site. Left the West is coming in a hurry with the Furies breathing down your neck. Team my team. Reporters babble. Trump. Tether crop. Look at that. No plane. Fine. Then. Uh-oh. Overflow. Population. Common poop. But it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself, world serves its own needs. Listen to your heartbeat, dummy with the rapture and the reverend and the right, right. You patriotic, patriotic, slam, fight, right. I feel it, pretty sight.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
TV hour, don't get caught in foreign towers. Slice and burn, return, listen to yourself churn. Lock it in, uniform and book, burning blood, letting every motive escalate. Automotive, centerate, light a candle, light a motor. Step down, watch your heel, crush, crush. Uh-oh, this means no fear. Cavalier, renegade, steer clear. Turn them in, a turn them in, a turn them in of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives. And I decline.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, symbiotic, patriotic, slam, but neck, right?
Right.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. It's the end.
Phoenix FM.
Absolutely. And here we go then. Time to sum up this evening's show and bestow the Legend of the Week Award. Who on earth could it be tonight? Well, for the first time, one of the people in the running for the Legend of the Week Award is in the studio with me. Rob Harvey shared his story about learning to surf when he couldn't swim, or trying to learn to surf. But I'm afraid he's going to be disappointed. He's only in the running. He hasn't he hasn't actually won the award. And I don't want to get, you know, shouts of nepotism anywhere across the airwaves, but I have to give the Legend of the Week Award to the story that I hadn't heard before, considering it's from a family member, and which genuinely made me laugh out loud quite a lot. So this is it once again. Bearing in mind I'm asking for examples of the craziest thing you've ever done. My dad, Keith, sent in this message. When your uncle and I were kids, we were having a wrestling match and I bit my own arm. It cured me of biting. Well, I didn't think I was going to do this because of the nepotism angle, but the Legend of the Week is my dad, Keith Simmons. Hey. So, yes, congratulations. Brilliant finding out stories from your father's childhood that you didn't know that make him look like a bit of an idiot as well. So, well done with that. Thanks to everybody who's been involved tonight. Yes, it's Tape Measure Day, Shark Awareness Day and Pandemonium Day. The poll has finished. Which are scarier? 38% of the vote for sharks, 62% for crocodiles. So clearly then, crocodiles must be scarier. Now a track to play us out that sums up pandemonium, anarchy, chaos, disorder and craziness. Well, it could only be this offering from Gnarls Barkley. See you same time next week. Rob's up next.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Possibly. And I hope that you are having the time of your life. But think twice. I was little, it looked like fun.